The geographical features of the Olympic Peninsula are awe-inspiring. In fact, it seems a shame sometimes to speed past them on the drive to the rugged Pacific coastline. You can find a more leisurely tour on the Olympic Discovery Trail. It stretches 130 miles from Port Townsend to La Push. Most of it is wide and paved, perfect for a bike ride or a stroll. And all of it exists because of a group founded in 1988 called the Peninsula Trails Coalition.
And in fact, it's in our bylaws that the name Olympic Discovery Trail is first articulated.
That's Jeff Bowman. He joined the coalition in the early 90s. He's now the president, leading hundreds of volunteers who work with 14 jurisdictions, local, state, federal, tribal, to secure grants, install signs, build trailhead kiosks, mow brush, and so much more. On Sunday, the coalition will celebrate its 30th anniversary of working on the Olympic Discovery Trail, which Bowman told me brings a cornucopia of experiences to travelers.
You'd be seeing gentle rolling hills coming out of the shoreline along Port Townsend at the eastern beginning of the trail. You'd be traveling along the shores of Discovery Bay. You'd be traveling for about 4 miles of coastline coming into central Port Angeles, getting to the Elwha River, where there's an amazing two-layer bridge. That's a wonderful location to see salmon. Continuing further west, you get out to Lake Crescent and this beautiful scenic view of all of Lake Crescent along its north shore. If all things hold, you'd then be experiencing, at least a couple years from now, the actual trail that will be built across the grassy landscapes of the Western Peninsula and out to the tribal community at La Push.
And I know the goal here is to have the entire trail eventually meet ADA standards, the Americans with Disabilities Act. Can you talk about why that's important?
It's important first and foremost to provide maximum access and opportunity to all. In fact, a new organization has started up here that specifically uses the trail with specialized bicycles that allow mobility impaired folks to sit on a seat at the front end of a bike, and they get pedaled along by someone that gives them the opportunity to be out bike riding on a trail for folks who maybe haven't been on a bicycle or on a trail for decades. It's an absolutely spiritual experience to see what those folks are now able to enjoy.
Yeah, I wonder if one of the challenges organizations like yours often face is that the outdoors can feel out of reach for a lot of people.
Yes, I think that's true. And one really cool of expression of that in early days of what at the time were some controversies about whether or not the trail was desirable, were listening to people in rural parts of the peninsula, particularly over in the Dungeness Valley, making the point that you city folks have your neighborhood sidewalks and streets to walk on. But for us out in a rural community, the Olympic Discovery Trail is our sidewalk. It's our neighborhood. It's our community link.
You've dedicated a big chunk of your life to this trail. You know, you are a volunteer. Why have you stuck with this?
I saw that the trail could do two things. It could help the community look more broadly at what its resource assets were beyond the extraction of resources from the water and the landscape, and diversify to enjoy recreation and outdoor environmental experiences. And I also was really excited about the idea of being involved with something that my family could enjoy together. So it's easy to stay motivated, even though the kids are gone. There's still a huge diversity of tasks to attend to, and it's very enjoyable.
This has not gotten old for you.
Not in the slightest.
Well, Jeff, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time, and congratulations on the milestone.
Thank you.
Jeff Bowman is the president of the Peninsula Trails Coalition. Its volunteers are stewards of the Olympic Discovery Trail, and they will celebrate their 30th anniversary at an event in Squim on Sunday.